Yeah, guys. Cool. Glad you're all here. Neat. So, number one podcaster in Virginia, Mr. Christopher Schuler. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me. Late night podcast, but this is interesting, different, fun, bold. Got a good whiskey drink.
Oh, right.
New sweatshirt there.
Yeah, okay. Love the brand, you know, the gaming end of my endeavors. So, doing that, you know. Also, the damnable, albeit occasionally fun, cat rancher. That shit's going on.
I know, man. I'm keeping up with it, bro. I'm enjoying them.
Yeah, I did that shit. I was telling Devin on a bet.
Yeah, you should definitely tell the story.
So, my buddy Frank was like, hey, you know what you need to do? It's like, what? He's like, you need to make a cat video. I'm like, dude, fuck you. I ain't making no cat videos. He goes, every time I call you, because my morning routine, I'd be chatting with him about Pokemon or whatever, and I'd be going and feeding the cats in the morning. And so he's like, dude, every time I talk to you, you're with those fucking cats. I was like, I'll tell you what, I'll do a video, I'll make it funny, I'll post it, and if I get 100 people to view it, I'll make some more. Well, first I had like 160, I was like, son of a bitch. So I made a couple more, and then I got over 1,000 views. Not likes, so views, but I mean,
yeah, it was still traffic. Still views, yeah.
Compare like your other videos, how many views?
Oh, God, dude, like there's... I think the last video I did on a game that I play mobile, Raid, is two views.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I'm one of them.
I think I accidentally clicked on your Facebook.
Thank you. So, like, I mean, they're not getting traction.
Like, I knew that popped up and I recommended on YouTube, and I was just like, okay, he finally did it. He finally found something that's clicking. And it works. You are the rancher.
Cat rancher. And
it's so weird that, I mean, not really weird, but it's something you wouldn't think would take off and be viral, but I don't even know if viral is the right word.
It's a small viral.
Yeah, but it's new. You're getting likes, you're getting hits off of it, and, you know, it's just because, you know, randomly, you don't even know what the internet wants, but it's just stuff like that. It's like,
apparently the internet still wants cats.
Yeah, they want cat videos, because you just never know, like, what's the next best thing that somebody's trying to make some...
And then you can use that to slip in your other stuff.
I mean, not really slip in as much as hammer it home. Be like, look, you like this shit. Imagine if I was funny on other things. And they're like, but you're not funny on other things. Like,
okay, then you'll be the cat rancher forever.
And yeah, it's like cat rancher
life.
But
it could stay, man. If it works, it works. And just, you know, like who's, you know, Mr. Beast and
you're
stuff.
Have
he's
special
doing,
guest.
I mean, he's been doing the same thing forever.
Yeah, he's, first of all, he has a shitload of expendable income.
Well, that's what he started out that way, but yeah.
But he does, like, one of the things I think it's really cool about doing the whole YouTube podcasting, things like that, is it gives you leverage to allow a lot of philanthropic work.
Mm.
Because Mr. Beast took a ton, well, I think it was like 90-95% of his money, and uses it to help the community. Like, he did that million tree planting thing in like 2018 or something. Like, he's done a lot of really cool things that you just couldn't do without having people subscribing, liking,
sure,
and donating. And
making,
I mean,
money.
Yeah, and making the money. And so that's always like a part of it. People are like, are you going to monetize? I'm like, I don't know. I was like, I barely get like 30 people to like most of my videos, so I'm just doing it to have fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Mr. 2-year veteran who legitimately has had sponsors, who has done the work.
Uh-huh.
You've had, I mean, so many great guests. Like,
yeah.
What are you thinking?
Like, as far as the future? Or what?
Yeah, 2023.
Well, I'm still booked out. People still want to come on. And, you know, I think I've been telling you, as long as people are still listening, I'm still going to keep doing it. And,
yeah.
You know, if views go down, that's okay, but they're not zero. And, you know, and people are still interested. I get, you know, random agents to hit me up now. It's like, hey, you know, would you be interested in having, you know, Devin Dalton as a guest? Because here's his,
yeah,
you know, here's his bio sheet. This is what he does. And I'm like, well, some people are figuring it out and finding it. I don't know really how, but... it's something's working. So
you,
I mean, is it,
where do you get most of your traffic from? Is it from the, like, the, where do you get most of your podcast traffic from? Which app where you're,
oh, YouTube's kind of doing better now right now, but as far as it's usually goes between Spotify and Apple as far as the audio version.
Which,
but
I've never even been on there. I normally just see it through Facebook.
Yeah, like YouTube seems to be constant views now. And back in the early days, it was just always like zero views. It's like, oh, okay, sick.
Who is one, man? It was me.
Yeah, like that. Like, yeah, so like a few random ones. Yeah, exactly. But now...
Yeah, probably Marie, your mom.
Yeah, I know she's just the way she says she probably can't even find it. But if you listen to if you listen to the audio version, like, it's usually either between Spotify and Apple, but just depending on... Everyone's got their preference, you know? It's like iPhone and Android. Do you like Spotify or do you like Apple? You know? So
right. You've been doing it 2 years, right?
Yep. December was 2 years.
Who has been your favorite guest? Ooh. Or most interesting guest? And you can't say either of us.
Because
obviously.
I've had a lot of different interesting guests, but it's more the ones that I find myself to have the most entertaining conversations. It's where we start to take deeper dives into, like, you know.
Where you learn.
Yeah, something. Like you learn something. Then, you know, that it goes into, like, the meaning of life, or, like, you know, like, hey, what do you think about? Like, what are we going to do when we die? And yeah. Stuff like those are seems to be more fun conversations just because it's. You know, everyone's got their own view of what happens when we die, their own religion, their own, you know, political views, and their own way of thinking, like, oh, to get through my trials and tribulations, this is how I would do it, or this is what success means to me. And, like, those are the kind of cool conversations that, besides just to cut and dry, like, oh, you know, just don't be an idiot and stay motivated and go to bed early and wake up and work hard and you'll be successful. It's like, cool, man, I got it. You know, that's...
Nice.
That works.
Yeah, it's like, I get it, but, you know, I mean, that doesn't work for everybody, so...
No.
But the ones where we can explore a lot of different ideologies and just, you know, kind of go deep into, like, you know, the, you know, just like the random conversations that you're almost kind of afraid to have, you know, as far as just like, you know, hey, what do you think about aliens?
The conversations where you're being vulnerable.
Yeah, you know, and just you're not afraid to open up.
I learned from my therapist why people relate to me. It's because I'm willing to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
I think you are too.
Yeah, I mean, like, back in the day, you don't really want to be vulnerable because it's almost like a weakness, maybe.
Oh, yeah, well, it's viewed as weakness.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, well, if you're vulnerable, then you can be destroyed or you can be broken down. You can be shamed, shunned, things of that nature.
Yeah, I have a very good story about vulnerability.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into
we're,
that.
We're jumping on that.
I was very vulnerable, but I'm also, yeah. I'm also not an idiot. But
yeah.
I'm a very nice fellow. I can be a nice fellow, but
can you be a not nice fellow?
But I can't. I also, there's a monster inside of me.
Ooh,
well.
Be dangerous, man. Mm-hmm. Be dangerous. But I think that's what a lot of the world relates to now is vulnerability, just because of mental health. And we're, like we just said, it wasn't a weakness. But now, like when you hear somebody who comes out and, you know, is like pouring their heart out to the world or whatever, like mm-hmm. people relate to it just because, like, fuck, somebody else is saying it. Now it's like, that's cool now because it's just not me. And, like, yeah. I think that's why a lot of people kind of relate to it. And, I mean, that's why I relate to it. It's just like, man, because you used to think, like, you know, you're deep in your own head, like, shit, you know, life sucked today, day sucked, or whatever, you know. It just, hey, girl broke up with me, hey, I didn't get the job, and failed my test, whatever. But it's just like, you know, they're only one man going through some shit. You know, everyone's got problems. And,
exactly.
And it's cool to hear other people's things, you know, even when they're supposed to be the cat's pajamas or, you know, the whatever. Yeah. You know, like,
said,
hey, you know, you got problems too.
Ever since I've been on these guitar videos, singing mm-hmm. videos, the songs that people, like, I'll get, you know, private messages every now and then, you know, I like that one or
sure.
whatever.
DMs and DMs, right?
Yes. Whether it's a girl, female, male, whatever, but the main songs that people related to it, like the song I got the most messages about was a song about, I think it's, what's that British guy?
That's true.
Not Aaron, the uglier one.
Damn, that's a hard call.
What's his name? Dave,
no, dude has a beautiful voice, but he's ugly as shit.
What's his name?
Okay, what is the song? It's about suicide. Shoot, somebody look it up.
I would if you give me more than
it's like,
a song about suicide.
British guy wants to commit suicide. I'm like, yeah, fuck.
Wait,
like,
why did my phone go to Pornhub?
That's weird.
It's a different story.
That's another story. Okay, what is that song?
British guy.
Shoot.
1975.
No.
Mick Drake?
No, he's new. He's got long hair. He's
Dermot Kennedy. I saw him in concert. He's like
keep
an Irish guy.
Brooks and Dunn?
It's not.
Guy, Harry Styles.
No.
Is he probably even, he's British.
Does he have hair?
Harry Styles?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, YouTube, okay.
Sorry.
Give me a song or something, man.
I feel like I'm figuring this out. I know, okay.
Is he popular?
So,
Sam Smith?
No.
I don't know if he's British.
I can't think.
Lady Gaga? Shit, man.
Yeah,
like
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, okay, thanks. So, while you're looking that up.
What is the name of that song?
Just type in the lyrics. And
yeah.
I'm mumbling though. I don't know the lyrics.
I know you're mumbling. That's the problem.
I'm trying to think what they are. You can just cut this out. Let me think for 15 seconds so I can get this.
All right, we'll keep talking.
Yeah,
all
right.
I'm just looking fucking with you. One of the guys on TikTok.
Someone you loved.
That blew up. And
someone you loved. Luis Capaldi. There we go.
The fuck?
Okay. So, anyways, his name is Luis Capaldi. The song.
I've heard his name.
I think he's talking about his aunt that committed suicide. And the song is basically talking about what he would have said if he could have said something to her.
Right.
Before she died.
Okay.
But, anyways, when I covered that song, I got like 4 or 5 private messages on Snapchat and wherever, just talking about. And I think the people like worded it to me like they're am I depressed? And one, no, I wasn't. I was just singing a song. But it was more like they were kind of opening up. Oh, other people feel that way as well.
Exactly.
Just because, I guess, because when I sing a song, I'm kind of real and vulnerable with it. I open up.
Right.
So it sounds like I could have potentially been that person. No, I wasn't. You know, I mean, obviously, we all go through depressive time. We have depressive thoughts. But no, I wasn't that person. But I can sing that song. And
how do you choose? I don't know if I've asked you this before, but when you're thinking about covering a song, I mean, do you take
today,
one?
Like,
or just randomly, you pick one based on the lyrics. You pick one because you're like, hey, I can sing. I know I can
today,
sing this way pretty good.
I did a song. I had to cover a song today, and I hadn't. The songs I've been doing recently were ones I've done before, but a new song I covered was. What's that new country guy? Let me just go ahead and look at
Parker McCollum.
No.
Morgan Whalen.
Jellybean.
Jellybean.
Okay,
that's cool.
I did that one, and the reason I covered it is because there was this girl on my Snapchat, and she.
Son of a Sinner?
That one,
yeah.
That song. That's another emotional song.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyways,
he's been through some shit, too.
I just
like hard country road.
Dude, he's don't sing your country guy. Like,
you
he's
can
got bass tattoos.
Yeah, you can hear it in his voice. Yeah. Anyway, I just saw it on Snapchat. Oh, that person liked that. I like that song too. Let me see if I can sing it. I was just in the mood for it.
So I've been trying to get you to post shit on anything other than Snapchat. You picked expert mode in terms of like posting things to get people to view things. Like Snapchat's probably the hardest way to get viewership. And the fact that you are is awesome.
Well, I was just doing that because.
Don't you do TikTok?
No, I didn't because.
Oh,
you're not taking on that top?
No, I'm not doing the TikTok because.
I thought you were.
I tried it, but then I'm not. If I don't see results, I just don't.
Scrap it.
It's just like it's a waste of my time because I go on there and I feel like, oh, I'm fighting with 1 billion other people for attention. And it's just like, it'd be very difficult to. I mean,
I get it.
Are there.
But...
All right.
It's kind of like
as,
we were saying with the cameras.
As far as, well, and like for me personally, yes, if I got famous, if I made money, obviously everybody wants that. But for me, I just like doing it.
Look at the money, fame.
I mean, yes, but that's like that's not the goal. But obviously, you would like that. So if I go on there and I feel like I'm fighting with 1 billion other people, I'm just wasting my time.
Didn't Bailey Zimmerman get discovered on TikTok?
I don't know.
Does that sound right?
And that's the question I was gonna. That's the question I was gonna ask. Has anybody actually really got this?
I think so. I think some random people have.
Well, but I'm just thinking, if you really wanted to get discovered, you go to the Morgan Wade. You know who Morgan Wade is, right?
Mm-hmm.
She just actually, if you.
Is she from around Floyd?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you actually just go out and play, that's your best shot at getting.
I mean, I agree with that.
One up.
So if you're not doing that and you're just planning on banking off of TikTok, you're not getting discovered.
Who has been?
It's gonna be a method, but you. This is a completely different generation.
TikTok.
I think that you have the, I would say, 30 to 60-year-old people that are looking for new talent that are going to be going to these local bars. They're going to listen to things like that.
And I feel like that's my audience is like older people.
Okay.
Anyway.
10 most popular musicians who owe their career to TikTok. Lil Nas X.
Oh, no shit.
Doja Cat. Walker Hayes. Jack Harlow. He's pretty big. Beach Bunny. Olivia Rodrigo. Dixie D'Amelio. I don't know who that is. And Lizzo. And this is according to ScreenRant.com.
I've heard of 5 of them off the top.
I know a couple of them, yeah. Jack Harlow, I know. But So, I mean, it can happen.
Well,
yeah, but
I
do agree, though. What
I'm
are the
too,
odds?
I'm too, honestly, I'm just too lazy. My editing skills are not good enough. So I just like to take my phone, record a simple video.
Well, you can just push that up there on TikTok, right? You don't have to make it anything fancy.
Well, if you're doing it natively on Snapchat, I think you have to go through a bunch of other hoops to get the digital info to another platform. That's the issue.
Well, see, y'all don't understand. I have a master plan anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Let us help us
start. Yes. The master plan is you start very small, and that's what I did.
Sure.
I started on Snapchat. I just threw out, hey, guys, you know, here's a random video, you know. Do you like it? You know. And on Snapchat, like, if you threw it out on Facebook, you know, people were actually going to comment or not like or like. Throw it on Snapchat. And nobody else can see if anybody even likes it. But I knew that if anybody really liked it, they would actually send me a message that they really liked it. Because that's a big, if you're going to send a private message, that's a big step of I actually like your stuff. If you put it on Facebook for 300 people to see, you could potentially just be putting that message up there to get attention or to see, just to be part of the crowd or whatever. But if you send me a private message, it means a lot.
I get that.
The commenting versus
That's where you start. Okay, did people like it? Okay, they did. I got some messages. All right, then you just keep going that. You build a little fan base. All right, local fan base. Okay, you build your confidence up. You got a local fan base, right? Then you go play. Okay, and then you just go from there. Like, my plan isn't to stay on, like, social media and, like, get, if I want, like, if that is the plan. My plan is to continue playing because I like playing for people. I like, you know, relating to people. I like being vulnerable in front of people, you know.
I could.
But then you build your confidence up. Oh, people actually like it. Because you don't want to go to, like, dog town and, like, oh, you know, why do you even come here? So, okay. Some people would want to see me. Then you go there. Then you go even further and even further.
Well,
like step two of the journey.
I think you always have to go to those places. So it was in this bomb.
I am. No, I am. Like, I met a friend today, actually.
Okay, friend.
See, all the other friends I've been playing with, they're a little unreliable, and nobody actually, you know, like me, I'm always down. I'm down for whatever.
There's DTF.
I'm DTF.
Down to fiddle.
I'm down. No, I'm not DTF. I'm DTP. I'm down to play.
Okay.
I'm not DTF. And I'll tell you a story about that.
He's down with OTP.
But I'm down to play, but nobody really wants to do anything.
OPP.
You know, you set something up, and somebody, okay, I got this. Okay, you don't really want to play. But anyways, I found somebody today that's actually played at Dogtown.
That's good.
He plays mandolin, he plays guitar, but he doesn't sing that, you know, isn't much on the singing. Mm. I'm not much on the guitar playing the instruments, but I like to sing, so...
So you'd rather just sing than play?
Well, I mean, no, I'll do both. I'm just saying right now my playing's not that great. So
you take that voice to the Dogtown Road.
I'm just going to take it to the Dogtown Road. And I'm going to take that,
to the Dogtown Road.
But anyway, that's the plan.
Good, I like it.
Wait,
let us know
what
you're playing. I mean, shit, ain't.
But I've been getting, I've had so many people coming at me from every, do this, do that, do this. I know what I'm doing.
All
right. Yeah, a lot of people like that.
I know what I'm doing for the plan that I want to do.
Well, that's good.
Nobody else knows my plan.
I mean, we kind of do now.
Well, you do now. I told you the master plan.
Yeah. So,
that's
good.
Kind of true.
But I'm on step two of it, and y'all are still on step one. Master plan.
I'm on step the adjacent there.
Yeah. But you're on a different plan, though.
I am.
Completely different audience. And yours involves cats.
Fuck me. It does.
Yeah. You just want to ride that wave until you figure find a new wave?
Same thing. So it's not about, like, riding the wave so much as people are liking and people getting involved. And I'll do it until it either stops being fun or people stop liking it.
Yeah.
So kind of, you know, what you were talking about with podcasting.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing the Your Weeks and stuff. And I'll throw my section on Your Week. And I think you'll have the Shooter Select version of this on Shooter Select.
I will.
If this is an episode 200, hopefully 204.
We at 204, baby. I just uploaded.
The video will be on Pornhub.
On Pornhub, yeah. where I've just made an account. I'm now a Pornhub model.
Yeah, I had to.
Nice.
But not in the sense that I'm going to be. Yeah, you can tell them.
Pornhub, no.
Because this was your idea.
So it's funny enough, like, Pornhub is the number one trafficked website. I think Netflix is number two.
Okay.
And
why would that be the case?
Well, because
sex sells.
People enjoy it.
It's a billion-dollar industry.
What Pornhub has done, though, is they basically, as long as you're over the age of 18, as you found out, because you had to jump through some hoops to show your driver's license and stuff, and like they take this in order to make sure that there are thousands of lawsuits that they probably get a day that they're not, you know, employing minors, things like that.
No.
So people was 100% legit, or at least they had to have a fake ID to do it. But all that isn't important. Pornhub is one of the main ways that people can load data on a server and have it, and Pornhub doesn't really take it down. Now, if there's like a Disney movie or something, and Disney gets a real pain in the ass, like, all right, fine, we'll pull it off. But for the most part, you can make any kind of content you want. Now, Pornhub traditionally serves up pornography. It's kind of in the name. But there's a lot of other people that have made a lot of other videos that have gotten subscriptions, money, things like that through it.
Yeah.
And they don't have to go through some of the censorship. Like, I think there's been, it was something on the trafficking, or not the trafficking, Jesus. The traffic increased for gun videos on Pornhub because they demonetized it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That happened a couple years ago. Anyways, to make a long story short, I joked with Devin. I said, dude, you should make a Pornhub account. And just put your videos on there. You want to be naked? That's your, you know, prerogative or not. And he said, absolutely. He would love to do some naked guitar. You can see that little look in his face. He's excited. And so, yeah, made the account. Clothes optional. And
you've uploaded videos to it?
I haven't, because I just made the
account.
It was, you have to go through a bunch of hoops and ladders just to get it. You have to make a clear photo of your ID, both sides.
Using a separate app,
and I didn't realize that.
Damn.
They don't tell you to download it either. They just say, hey, your shit's not working. Like, my computer set up, I was like, what do you mean this ain't working? I was like, why is it not picking up my camera? And you had to download via Apple or Android, which is funny because it means that people aren't making it on their computer. But, I mean, you can.
But the best thing about being a Pornhub model is, and like posting videos on Pornhub, is now that every time I go to Pornhub, I don't have to delete my history.
Yeah.
Or
like, oh, I see.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because you're going to say,
I'm a porn, you know, I upload videos on there. That's why I'm on Pornhub.com.
I'm
not looking at porn.
No. I mean, it happens to glaze over my eyes.
No,
that's
just
weird. We were, like, we opened up the, and this also happened, I'm hanging out with the missus, and I was like, oh, shit, I got to go on Pornhub and make an account so I can follow my buddy Devin. And she's like,
what?
And if anybody who knows me said this, she's like, what, you don't have an account? And I was like, I don't, funny enough.
Has anybody ever had a Pornhub account?
I've never had an account. Why did you make an account?
Like, I'm looking shit up on incognito. So they're just... I mean, they're still tracking all the data.
Yeah, your ISP can still get it, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's still, like, it just makes me feel better that somebody's not going to put P on a browser on a machine I'm using and go, oh, shit. So, I mean, it's interesting. So, I don't have an account. I'll need to make one now because now Devin has an account.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
So, you don't want to do an OnlyFans?
Like, for
what's next doing time?
Music?
Yeah, because, like, OnlyFans is not just for porn. I mean...
I'm down for whatever. If it'll make it out there.
The three,
I mean,
let's ask this. Like, one of the things about CrossFit is that everybody lifts the same weight. So
yes, whatever division you're doing, yes. You
so
have to do the exact same shit.
Slide that way.
Slide which way?
Towards Chris.
Towards Chris, so I'll come up and get close to you.
No, get in here.
So,
big Papa.
Yeah.
No, like that way, because you're...
I was fine 5 fucking seconds ago. Yeah, you did a damn chihuahua.
Well, no, because you went that way.
I'm right here.
You're going closer to the camera.
Look, well, I'm trying to get...
And you're blocking him.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
That's a CrossFit bar.
Yeah, let me block these boulder shoulders here, bro.
Yeah. They're strong.
Hey,
man, and it looks swole, too.
Thanks, man.
So...
What's your question?
So, the weight, if they are physically heavier than you and in similar physical shape, that does give us a substantial advantage.
Yeah, I mean, it's
almost speed, isn't it? So same weight, speed.
Speed and physics. I mean, you know, I weigh about 170, and then some guy who's weighing 220, I mean, depending on what weight we're going to do, if it's just like a weight or a weightlifting exercise, yeah, like I'm at a disadvantage. Now, there's outliers out there who can compete with the best of them or elite athletes, which that's great and all, but I'm just not there. But yeah, I mean, you know, for example, I hit a 205 snatch tonight and the guy in front of me, yeah, thanks, man. That's not my PR, but it's pretty close. But the guy in front of me went and hit a 260 snatch. And he made a little bit heavier than me. I'd say he's probably more in the 180, 190 range. But was,
same height, a little short, a little taller?
Definitely taller, but body weight probably had 10, 20 pounds on me. But, okay. But still, fucking 260 snatch.
I mean,
that's not easy.
It's real weight.
Yeah. And then, but there's some behemoths down there, man. And they just, you know, can manhandle weight where it's a little bit more effort for me. But, you know, just depending on, like if they do more gymnastic stuff, like pull-ups and muscle-ups and stuff. Right. Like, we got third in that workout.
Okay.
And we gave him a dick on that one.
you're like, hold on, let me take my pants off. Yeah, Brian, yeah. You're going to like the way this goes.
Come swinging through the air with me, bro. But yeah, I mean, that's just kind of what it is. Like, no matter what, like, here's your workout. This is what you have to do. Doesn't matter how tall you are, how much you weigh, what the color of your skin is, what your experience is.
Just age.
Yeah.
Asian,
so they had like a master's, which is age, which is 35 and up. And then they have RX, which what I do is like, you know, it's usually heavier stuff and harder movements. And then they have like a scaled version, which is usually like instead of doing handstand push-ups, you would just do regular push-ups. And then like, you know, if I have to do, let's say 135 is a whatever weight they want you to do, then the scale would do for guys like 95 pounds.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, like you would tear up. And some of those like body weight.
Yeah, speed like, that's my thing.
And that's
yeah.
Jam.
Yeah, like that's my thing. Like, you know, we get into like handstand push ups, muscle ups, pull ups, you know, like I'm a Mighty Mouse in there, bro.
Listen, I just have one question for you.
What's up?
Do you even lift, bro?
Do you even lift? Yeah, I do, man. I mean,
okay.
I try. I try to throw some weight around, pick it up, put it back down.
I also do a little bit of lifting, which, funny enough, doesn't garner the muscles it used to.
It does not.
But so anyway, but it was a good event, though. It was different.
So it was huge, like a lot of people.
We're in Greensboro Coliseum. Tons of people. A lot of CF baddies down there, if you know what I'm saying. A lot of classy ladies.
What's a CF?
CrossFit baddie. I don't know.
It's like some sexual.
No, it's just like, I don't know. I said it like classy.
He said it that way, but it wasn't really.
Yeah, I don't. Only CrossFitters
would probably. So I probably would never use the term CF.
I would go use that out in public. Yeah. No.
Looking for the CF baddie.
Yeah. Just looking for the girls who squat. Might just say that. But yeah, so they did it different. So they had the whole floor, and they had four events all going on at once. So I would be over here for this one workout. Then an hour later, I would go over here. But then all the people were gone. So that was kind of cool. And that was like to have so many teams and so many people there. That was the only way it was going to work for us to get there at 8 o'clock and then have us all finished by whatever we finished 6 or 6:30 or so.
You're humping it because you had to get up at 6.
Nah, I got up at 4:40.
Nah, I'm good.
Got up at 4:40, met everybody at 5, and we rode down from there, and that got us there a little after 7, and then that gave us time to check in and, you know, sit around, and like my first workout was at 9 o'clock, so like, damn,
there it is.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's fun overall and I enjoy doing it, but it does make for a long day, and you know, and it's cool, you get to throw down with friends. I mean, we went out afterwards, got pizza, and like I said, you got to see some lunch, but, some dump trucks.
How about some
waste management?
Dump trucks.
And that's a cool thing about it, you know, living in Southwest Virginia. I mean, you know, Southwest Virginia can't hold a can of the big cities, you know, especially if you're a single dude wanting to go out on the town. Yeah, we got a college town here and stuff, but, you know, I mean, I'm not 22 running college bars anymore.
And it feels like, you know, I was walking around, Mrs. and I were going to see a concert on campus at the Bonnie. It was like local group. They look cute, like they played Scrapers. And I was like, all right, I've not heard of them. Fuck it, I'll go. And I show up there, and I'm looking around campus. And like, if you asked me 10 years ago, I'd be like, there are some fine ladies here. And I was looking around, I was like, children! They're all children.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not the same. Like the games.
It's different, man. When you turn, it's like, all right. 30? So I was thinking about this, like when you get in the 30s now and like somebody asks you, like we were talking about, like what's the most best conversations you've had or in a podcast, whatever we were talking about earlier. It's just like, what's the meaning of life and stuff. It's like, you know, I think it's like when you go out somewhere and you're like, I'm ready to go fucking home, you know? That's the meaning of life. When you're out, like, can we wrap this shit up? Like, I'm done. I want to go home and sleep in my own bed. And, like, but we were talking, like, back in college, we didn't give a fuck. Like, give me the floor. Hey, man, give me your sweatshirt. I'll sleep on the floor right here. Whatever. You know, you didn't care where you pass out. But now this is me talking. I care where I pass out now. Like, yeah. I want to go back to my own bed, bro.
It's not even about passing out. Like,
you might.
Or yeah, not even pass out. Literally, just I want to go to bed, my own bed. You know, mm-hmm. I had a couple whiskey drinks. I'm going to go home.
So I'm hanging out with Matt, Devin's brother, and we're online last night playing some Gears, just the two of us. And we get on, we do 2v2 Nasher, which is shotguns for people who don't know. It's just 2-on-2.
Here's a war, baby.
Here's a war. Went in first one. It's like, all right, we're a little rusty. We lost by a couple rounds. Second one we won. I got MVP. Third one
let's
we won.
Go.
Matt got MVP. And I told Matt, I was like, let's just quit.
Yeah,
I was like, we got two wins. I've had a whiskey drink. We've hung out for like 40 minutes at this point. I'm fucking good, dude. Let's take the win.
That's
let's
solid win. Night. Instead of sit there the rest of the night and just start going downhill, getting mad.
Getting hammered.
Yeah.
Can't play for
yeah,
shit. Because they're like, I can't change.
You want to set your control and throw it to the wall. Yeah. See, like, that's a responsible adult, Charlie, and I respect that.
I respect that all day.
Y'all have really matured.
I had a drink, had a nice time. Hey, let's put a bow on it. Put a bow on it.
Nobody's lives were threatened. There was no
dissent.
Yes. God. I've had a nickel for each time that shit has happened in our group.
Kill you and your family.
Oh, God. I was thinking... In real life, hell, if I had a nickel for each time we said shit online, I would be beating Bill Gates with money.
I forgot who said it, but somebody was like, didn't Matt and Tim used to give out the Davis address? Yeah, there's no telling how many people, if anybody's ever showed up there.
Dude, they probably showed up there while we were cranking out a banger. They're like, there's no way we're fighting these dudes. They sound like they're fighting in there already.
I would love to see if anybody actually legitimately was like, all right, we're going. You know, there's some crazy person out there who's like, all right, we never see
there's
some,
yes, there's
let's look it up on Google Maps.
There's some crazy people. All
right, so.
I've talked to you about it a couple times. Like,
yeah.
You know, somebody else, like you.
And I don't think I ever actually told you exactly what was.
Well, you. The last time we really talked about it was when we did Spartan.
Yeah. So you don't really. Sorry. That was before I'd even seen the therapist the last time.
Because I think you were talking. You were talking to me about.
Yeah.
How you were thinking about going back.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, I guess there's context for people that don't know. You didn't do. The Spartan race, which, like, you conquered.
I did.
The hard one.
Yeah, I did the hardest one, and it was 13 miles.
Yeah.
13.1 at marathon.
In West Virginia, terrain like this.
Yeah.
But then it was very physically demanding, but then the next two.
Because or flat ground.
Because of the mental stuff I was going through. For
right.
Many, many years of anxiety, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because of thoughts in my head. Mm-hmm. Didn't even make any sense. But anyways... So to skip back and give context to that, so all my life I've dealt with social anxiety, you know.
I can get into that
another time, but anyway, social anxiety, it's something I've always dealt with. It's something I've always battled with. It's something I've always struggled with. And what I learned is that's not what you're supposed to do with anxiety. You don't struggle with it. But anyways.
You try to overcome it?
No, I'll get there.
Okay.
I'll get there. So...
Sorry,
what's the date now? What are we, January?
The 14th.
January 14th. So last...
last Saturday was a big day.
Last Saturday was a big day, but you can't hear about that. So that's on the other one.
Hey, subscribe.
So February 10th of last year, 2022, I turned 30. So
you bet.
Somewhere
there
around
were,
that time.
We were there.
We all were there.
The party.
We went to Dogtown.
And what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Dogtown and the Speakeasy.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway,
shout out.
Lush.
Yes.
Plus Lounge, baby.
Two great places with a great dude.
We
for that Dirty 30.
That Dirty 30. Okay.
February? That's right.
February 10th. Sometime in February. I don't remember the exact date. That's irrelevant. So before that date, I'd just been going through some stuff. You know, some stuff had been weighing on me. Just not me necessarily, but just things in my life that I couldn't control, and it was just starting to weigh on me. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going through a whole lot, things in my life, and then sometime after February 10th, I went up to my sister's house, and then, which she lives 5 hours away in King George, I'd also went to my aunt's house, just trying to see if, just going on some adventures. And then on the way back from my sister's house, like 15 minutes into the ride back, and now everything I'm about to say, you might understand what I'm about to say, you might not. I might tell the entire story, you still might not get what I'm trying to say. But either way, this is what I experienced, this is what happened. So I'm driving back.
From your sister's?
From my sister's.
Okay, let's make sure I know.
Yes,
okay.
And I just have the thought, what if I have a panic attack?
Mm.
Okay. And I still, to this day, I don't know if I actually had the technical medical term for a panic attack, but I started becoming anxious. I started panicking, whatever. I started having that thought, and then, oh no, I'm having thoughts that I'm having a panic attack. Just from what
just if. Having thoughts
yes,
about
just having,
having a
yes,
panic attack.
Yes, just the thoughts about it.
Not actually having a panic attack.
I might have had physical symptoms. I don't know. I'm just saying I had the thoughts. What if I did? Okay. So I'm starting to get panicky. I pull over, and I just start to relax.
Makes
whatever.
Sense.
Because I think I'd had panic attacks before in my life. Maybe one or two. They might have come unexpected. Like one time, the first time I smoked marijuana, I think I had.
Which is legal in Virginia, guys.
Which is legal, yeah. Anyways, I think I had a panic attack.
He did it when it was legal.
I kind of just like was zoned out. Like I was with my brother and I felt like I couldn't move. And I felt like I was trapped inside my head and like they were talking to me, but I couldn't respond. And anyways, that's just kind of what it felt like. So. All right.
Sounds like his brother just put the gas mask on.
I don't know.
Here you go.
But anyways. So, I had the thoughts, panic attack, whether I had it or not, I don't know, but I'm still having a bunch of thoughts, racing thoughts about it. I pull over, I relax, then I start driving back, and I guess I'm still having thoughts about what I just experienced, and then my thoughts just, I felt weird for 30 minutes.
All right, fair.
Okay, so then 4.5 hours more of the drive. I make it back. I get away from all those thoughts, whatever. I relax and I make it back home. Then like a week or two later, I'm talking with another friend and I think I bring up what I had experienced. Then they start telling me about panic attacks and stuff they've experienced. And then they tell me about a panic attack they had. Okay. And their panic attack was, some bad things that happened to them. And then they start having the thought. And like I said, this ain't going to make any people, most people aren't going to understand this because you don't actually have the fear that I had. Like, I have had a medical condition, or still kind of do, but I'm getting better. But anyways, he had the thought, and now I'm starting to realize he probably has the same condition I did. He just didn't realize it, and he didn't go get help for it. Like he should have. He has the thought because something really bad happened to him. What if I go home and killed myself? Mm-hmm. What if I went home? Not that he was going to.
Like
yes, he was real sad about what had happened, but he is a very religious person. He believes. And I believe that's not right. Nobody should kill themselves, whatever.
Yep.
And he knew that, but he has the thought and it starts to consume him and he starts panicking about it. What if I go home and kill myself? Whatever, that thought starts consuming and he starts panicking about it. But what he's experiencing was the same thing I experienced, was a fear of loss of control of your mind. That's what I had. But anyways, I'll get to that. Anyway, so I listened to his story and freak me out, you know, because here I am in the early stages of fear of loss of control of my thoughts. And, you know, whatever, that freaked me out about him. And, it, you know, so I go home, don't think any more about it. Then that Friday of that week, I'm at home and at my house by myself. And I'm just in my gaming room. I think I was about to play video games or something. And then I have the thought, what if I got so depressed that I killed myself? And like I said, I wasn't actually depressed. I mean, yes, we all go through, we all have depressive thoughts. We all go through stuff. But I really wasn't, and I'm not bragging, but I'm saying I wasn't a depressed person. I'm normally a pretty, most people know me. I'm always smiling. I'm a pretty happy guy. You know, but I had the thought, what if I got so depressed that I killed myself? And then for the next 10 days, that's all I thought about. And it just started spiraling. Those thoughts started spiraling until I made myself believe that I actually was that way. But really, I had nothing to be suicidal about. It was just thoughts consumed me. So anyways, after 10 days of not sleeping, just being completely miserable, I don't even know how I function at work because I'm just in my head, just loops of spinning on thoughts about stuff like that that I can't control. I then go to a doctor. You know, he tells me, oh, you're just depressed. Do all this, like work out, do all this and whatever.
Get off the porn.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what he, yeah, whatever. You're just depressed. Okay, I go along with it, and I go along with those thoughts of, okay, let me just do things that, positive things that would make a depressed person better. So the next 3 months, I go on sertraline, which is like a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. I'm on a very low dose. I come to find out later that it was such a low dose that it really doesn't even, it's pretty much placebo effect. So it really didn't even do anything for me. I'm not saying if anybody does need stuff like that, by all means, use it if you need it. But normally they say the best way to get better on anything is therapy and medicine. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yep.
So for 3 months, I'm back. I'm playing the guitar, I'm singing, I'm doing everything that a depressed person should do to not be depressed. All right, I'm making my life better.
Keep busy. Yes. Better.
Whatever. I also talked to a bunch of people close to me. They're giving me all this advice. Do this, do that. Don't think about bad things. That's the worst advice you can give to anybody, to tell somebody to not think about something.
It's not a pink elephant.
Right, exactly.
Right. Don't think about a pink elephant.
If I tell anybody right now that's watching this to not think about a pink elephant, the moment I say that, you're thinking about a pink elephant. So don't ever tell somebody to think about something
different. Somebody literally told me that on my podcast two nights ago.
It is. You cannot, yep. If I tell you something.
It's relevant.
Yes.
Or maybe you're getting scammed. Gotta edit that shit up. Damn it.
Eat my ass.
But if I tell you not to think about something, you're going to think about it. And then the more you try to run from a thought, the more it's going to chase you. So anyways, I do what the doctor says. I think I even go see the same therapist that that eventually tells me what's wrong with me. I'm not going to give out any names because I don't know how.
That's fine. I'll do that.
Yeah, I'm not giving out names. So anyways, when I go see the therapist, the behavioral therapist, he's just, with the information I've given him and what the doctor's given him, he just thinks, oh, you're depressed. Let's do this, do that, whatever. So I still don't actually know what's wrong with me. I just think I'm depressed. Let's do this. Okay. So that was February when the 10 days of hell, that's what I call it, because it's the first time I'd ever experienced it.
You were rough during that time, yes. Then. Like,
yes. So anyways.
It reminded me of the... Cut you for a second, like when I had really bad sciatica and back pain, I was laid up for like 6 weeks in 2020. And there's a wildness you get to your eyes from sleep deprivation and just suffering. And until you went through some shit like that, you don't know it. And I saw you and I was like, this poor bastard suffering.
Yes.
And like you don't have that now.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, you were going through a rough patch.
All right, so February, go through 10 days of hell, then go to the doctor, says I'm depressed, let's make you not depressed.
The doctor actually said you were.
Yeah, that's whatever, you're depressed. Okay, whatever. That's medicine, what I'm whatever. Asking. Okay, so by June, all right, I'm feeling better again.
Oh, dude, just swole up.
I'm feeling better. I don't want to be on drugs, you know. Drugs are not for me. So I, you know, talked with doctor and therapist. I'm ready to come off whatever. They, you know, therapist agrees, which, you know, because I, therapy, you know, if I say it, you know, it's true. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready for the
as long as you're not bipolar, it's the one.
All right, so I come off the medicine slowly. That's how you come off of SSRIs. You taper
you
off.
Have to.
Yeah, you half, and whatever. So, like a week or so after coming off, I then have the thought, what if I can't make it in life without being on medicine?
And we're back.
And then that thought consumes me. All right. So that's like June. Then as the months, July, August, September, I just keep getting worse and worse. Thoughts keep consuming me more. Like, what if I start coming up with these what if thoughts that lead to my doom? Like some of my most ridiculous thoughts were like, what if in the next moment I have to think of all my thoughts? I know that sounds ridiculous, but if you're focusing on a thought, like, so, all right, and then I walk out that door and the thought that's going through my head is, what if when I walk out there I have to think of every thought? And then that thought gets stuck. And I'm afraid of that thought being stuck in my head. I know that sounds ridiculous, but when you had what I have, it makes 100%. You know, it makes 100%. Whatever I'm going to say. I don't know. It makes sense. Okay. So, ridiculous thoughts just through my head. And they always lead to my doom. Or, like, what if I get so crazy that I have to be taken somewhere? And I even told my parents, you know, if I'm going to get so miserable, y'all put me somewhere so I don't do something. You know, just thoughts keep consuming me.
Yeah.
I try everything. I try meditation. I try whatever. And then I'm starting to, like, I'd already done stuff. Like, all meditation is just ways to relax.
What kind of meditation did you do? Place in a room by yourself? Did you go for a drive? Did you just walk around?
I mean, there's a bunch of different types of meditation, but just basically just like for me, just focusing on your breath and then just trying to observe your thoughts.
I mean, like, did you just literally sit in a room by yourself in the dark?
Whatever. Just trying to, what meditation is you're trying to observe your thoughts.
Yeah. What were you doing?
I'm just asking how you
did it. Was I doing different, maybe different places, maybe out in the shed, maybe in the barn.
That's what I'm asking. What was your version?
Because I had what I had, I started having the thoughts, what if I get, like, so in meditation, you're trying to, some of them involve, like, scanning your body, like, and I was then getting stuck on, like, what if I get, when you're, like, scanning your body, what if I get stuck on the thought of my knee? Like, I know it sounds ridiculous, but, like, get stuck on body parts, I get stuck on my breath, I get stuck on whatever thought, and then I start getting.
You can't think about anything else.
Yes, and I still can't think about anything else. All right, so once I realized that, and then there was also some meditation program that the therapist had just given me for general life back in June. I tried that, and it's like a 14-day program. Like, it's supposed to help, you know, which it probably would have helped if I hadn't have had what I had. But anyways, so then by day 14, the fact that I wasn't fixed, I then start panicking even more. So from July to November, I'm just going downhill, just consumed with thoughts that I'm panicking about. I think from somewhere around October to November, I went 2 months where on average I'd sleep anywhere from 0 hours to 1 hour every night.
God.
I went 2 months without really sleeping at all. So then every night, I was like, oh, I'm not sleeping great. I get to go to work tomorrow. And we were still really busy at work, so I'm working 10 to 12 hours manual labor. It's like, oh my goodness. And then I have to actually go to work and deal with people.
Something that are, very Canadian. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And like I go to work and then I still have to deal with people that are whining and complaining about, I gotta do this, gotta do that. You don't know shit, man. I'm literally not sleeping and I'm still working 12 hours. Cry me a river, please. So anyways, there were some nights where I'm just like, I'm trying to think of everything to go to sleep. I'm like, maybe I could suffocate myself just enough to where I'd pass out and then go to sleep for a little while. Or
so what's funny, and so you think how absolutely absurd and dumb that is, but when you get to a point in your suffering that you want any kind of relief.
I wasn't trying to kill myself. I was just trying to pass out. Yes.
But when you get to a point that you've suffered so much, you begin to entertain the ridiculous in order to achieve some semblance of rest and relief. It's, like I said, like if you'd asked me 4 years ago, I'd be like, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard. That's dumb or deal. And I'm like, now I'm like, I'd say you'd get there.
Yeah. Like, all right, so those 4 months, I just...
So everything's shit.
Everything is
shit.
I'm getting there. So then the thoughts start coming back. Oh, no, I'm going to get so miserable that I'm going to kill myself. That thought comes back.
Damn.
Then that consumes me. I'm going out. And that's when I think I started calling out all my friends. I was like, not that I was going to kill myself, but I'm just looking for help. Because, like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Somebody, please... It's like I wanted people around me all the time because I was in my head 24/7.
But with people around you, it changed the way you thought.
If the only relief I got was talking about what I was going through, or just I'd have moments of conversation about something else. But the moment I got back to myself, the thought I was afraid to be in my head because I knew thoughts were coming back that I couldn't control.
You're by yourself.
Yes.
You're by yourself in your own head. But if you have
so,
people
and
around,
I knew,
you're
and
not
I knew,
by yourself.
I knew I couldn't sleep, so I had no relief whatsoever. It was just no relief whatsoever.
But
no,
with people, you had
relief. Yes, a little bit.
Yeah.
So then once those thoughts of, I'm going to get so miserable that I'm going to kill myself, I started telling my parents, I was like, look.
Which is funny, you didn't want to. Like,
no, I did not want to.
That never went through.
That's the point.
Mind.
I did not want to, but I'm saying, I'm going to get so bad that
you're
that I'm going to kill myself because I'm miserable right now. But I didn't want to because I could always list off, I've got this. I've got a lot going for me.
How should you live your life looking forward to
it? I'm looking forward to it, but I'm miserable. So, once those thoughts started coming back of, I'm going to get so miserable, I'm going to kill myself, then I was like, okay. I called the doctor because I wanted to talk to the therapist again. And I couldn't get an appointment for like a month and a half. Mm. Then I'm like, oh, gosh.
And I remember the telemedicine was ridiculous. I was actually Teladoc. I think I recommended it to you, and I'm actually mad or fuck at them. And if you guys see this through whatever scanning, you need to hear this shit. So Teladoc, I actually had some anxiety issues. Went to them, and they're like, "Oh yeah, just call this person. We'll set up an appointment." It was great. It was fantastic. I talked to the lady. I told her, I was like, "This is my plan." She's like, "Well, it sounds like you've said everything you need to. Great. We'll move forward." So I had a very positive experience. Devin, we're going and checking it out. We can't get to that shit. Come to find out that they change what services you can even view to get assistance with based on your insurance. So, like, he couldn't even view mental health stuff, even though, and the lady said, if you signed up with an account, did not provide your insurance information, you could see the option. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
But
so anyways, I call, get the appointment. It's like a month and a half out. Then I'm like panicking even more because, oh no, can I make it another month and a half without killing myself? Because I'm so miserable right now. And most people don't say that they're going to kill themselves with a laugh and grin on their face. But that's literally where I was at because, like, anyways. So, luckily, like, within a week or so, somebody had canceled their appointment. They called me back. I get an appointment.
Can you come in? Fuck you.
Can I come in? Yes, I can. I don't remember what that was. Maybe November. It was November 7th. I remember. I finally get the appointment with the doc. And also, I called in and got an appointment with the other doctor before, but they're not, you know, psychologists. If you need mental health, don't go to a doctor. Go to a mental health therapist. You know, that's, or a behavioral psychologist. Psychologist, that's what you need.
Unless you need a reference.
Yes, yes, but anyways, you need a therapist, not a doctor just going to give you pills. Yes, pills can help, but you need to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living proof. Because a doctor most likely is just going to tell you you're depressed and then put you on medicine and not actually deal with the problem.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, they could, but I'm just saying, go see a therapist. So anyway, I finally get the appointment. November 7th, I go in there, tell him everything I've told y'all. And see, I hadn't, the time I saw him before, we didn't actually talk about any of the stuff. We just talked about the fact that I was supposedly depressed.
Body, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah, y'all's bad. So I'll take a drink, too.
Yeah. Like, he took that, I was like, oh, shit.
All right, so I tell him everything that I told you about the thoughts, you know, not being able to control them. And he was like, he just immediately knew. He's like, did I have y'all's attention?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
You told him everything that you knew.
He's like, okay.
You never lost one.
That was not that distracting, but I was just like, okay. Good move.
Right. It was good taste and stuff, or what?
No. It was just water.
Water,
was water just
with
water.
The rain, so
oh.
I fucked that up.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, that's why I was like, damn it. But I'm
just
here.
Like,
she's on to the doctor.
Like, oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a pretty big ring.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Talk to the doctor.
He realized, with all those details I gave, I have a fear of loss of control.
Yeah.
That's actually very common. A lot of people have a fear of loss of control. It's the same as people that have a fear of tight spaces, a fear of heights, a fear of crowds, a fear of what.
Yeah, I got two of the three of those right there.
Yeah. There's a lot of fears out in the world.
Heights?
Yeah, heights, spiders,
heights?
Fear of spiders. And when people have those fears, they panic, they do whatever. You know, but you also have people with fear of loss of control. Okay, a lot of people have that. All that means is
fear of missing out.
That's one, man.
I mean, so it's a fear of missing out because you're not controlling your own life. But anyway, so
I was just
fear of loss of control.
Y'all are really bad. Whatever.
We're bad at this.
Yeah, we are bad at this. Y'all's podcasts probably suck. let the speaker talk.
You're right.
Fuck you too, buddy. Let's go.
All right, so fear of loss of control. A lot of people have it.
Mm-hmm.
It just means they like. What do they like? They like control. It could be on anything. Like, say you're people with fear of loss of control, they're actually very successful in life. They make good managers. They like, they're sometimes too perfectionistic. There's a lot of positives with a fear of loss of control. But whenever they don't have control, you know, it can potentially lead to something. So a lot of people have fear of loss of control.
Yeah.
But I had something even more specific than that. I had fear of loss of control of my mind or my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of rare. But he had told me about one other person he had dealt with that had it, and they got better. So with fear of loss of control of your thoughts, it means that I'm literally afraid of the fact that as humans, we don't control our thoughts, in which I guess
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, you can argue with me about it or not, but like I said,
60% of the decisions you make, my dude, are based.
We don't
on
control
the,
our thoughts; we control our actions.
Yeah,
because you're having millions of thoughts right now.
I agree.
Yeah,
and like,
you don't control.
Why do we have
these
thoughts? Like,
yes.
Where do these thoughts come from?
But me, like, whenever I told that first time, that 10 days of hell, that was the first time in my life, or actually the time before that, when I was driving from Scissor's house, that was kind of when that fear was established in my head. Oh, I don't control my thoughts. What if I had bad thoughts that potentially led to harm?
Mm-hmm.
Which is ridiculous because we control our actions. So you know, anyways.
So, it does make sense. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm thinking about
it. No, I'm just let it process. So, anyways, fear of lost control of my mind / thoughts. So, anyways, I'll just skip to the end. He pretty much the medicine for that to fix that was live your life. Because I got to the point where I was just so scared to do anything because I was afraid of what thoughts might pop, whatever. Live your life. Go when he told me to go live your life, and that he gave me the hope that I was going to get better because this other person he had dealt with, you know, that was when I started to.
There is a template.
Yes, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And then also he gave me this anxiety book to do because it all just then that's what you start to learn is that everybody in life has anxiety,
sure.
Has depression.
Sure.
Now, there's clinical depression where there's a definition for it. It's like if you have,
like brain
if you're down, no, if you're like down for a certain amount of time, whatever. But yes, there are things, but we all deal with anxiety. We all deal with depressive thoughts. Sure. They're all just thoughts. That's it.
All full circle.
So, yeah.
Yep.
We all have it. We all deal with it. But people, like for me, where I dealt with social anxiety for so long and just anxiety, I told myself that I wasn't supposed to have bad thoughts. So then my brain.
Well, that's what everybody says.
Yeah.
Especially
so then,
dudes. Like,
yeah.
We're told.
That's exactly.
Be tough.
That's what we talked about at the beginning, about being vulnerable.
But see, that's
yep.
That's the thing. And that's, but like an alcoholic, a drug addict, they're actually, well, they're weak in that moment, but anybody has the ability to be courageous, to be tough. The way you do that is you don't run from those thoughts.
Problems
you don't
stuff.
Run to some drug. I mean, if like I said, I'm drinking alcohol
well,
right
we,
now.
But
yes,
we
but
all
I'm saying,
do,
but
we'll
I, but
that,
but like Clamato.
Yes, but don't please. Run to it to run from
to escape
to
reality.
Escape. Yes, and
I
I'm
agree.
Saying yes. Every now and then we need to escape, but I'm saying don't continue.
Like this
run.
Is my solution
yes,
to
this
a problem.
This is my solution to a problem. So
there's no solutions.
Yes.
There's only trade-offs.
You
yep.
just you just learn.
Constable.
You just from this book I'm doing about anxiety, depression. You just learn that it's normal. We're all supposed to have those anxious thoughts, depressive thoughts, because anxiety is good. I learned that through my experience with the story I told. Like, the story I just told that's not, you know, on this one, you know, the one that's going to be on the other stuff.
There's some people going to be
like,
asking for links, you know,
like,
that shit.
And, like,
where's the fucking story?
Yeah, my fear of loss of control,
yeah,
like,
story.
Having anxious thoughts, having intuitive thoughts, you're supposed to have that. That's how you avoid danger, but you don't, let that
yeah.
stuff control you.
No.
You take all that, like, all right, I'm about to go into something scary. So here's an anxious thought. Here's another anxious thought. I got a bag full of anxious thoughts. You bring them with you and you go right at whatever it is that you're afraid of. For me, it was my thoughts.
You face your problems.
Yes.
So.
For me, it was my thoughts. In which I
problems,
had been.
Problems, thoughts, whatever.
I had been doing that for the past 5 years to get over social anxiety. But then I got to the point where, oh no. What do I do about these thoughts, you know, and then I
you
panicked.
Created new
yes.
anxiety,
and then I panicked, but now I'm back on track, baby.
Yeah, I think it's like
I'm bringing all that
good.
Anxiety.
I'm glad
with
you're back
me.
On
yeah,
track.
Yeah, I'm bringing that anxiety with me.
But I think it's what you just said that people have weird thoughts, and do we control our thoughts? That's a huge debate. Probably.
No, you don't. Like you do in a sense that you will then control your actions, which will then control your thoughts.
I agree.
Thoughts.
You control
yes.
your actions, but where does
but
like
you,
where does a thought come from? Where how do you think?
All you can do
from?
Is observe it. That and see. That's like people talk about meditation. It's evil. Blah blah blah. No, it's not.
The
evil.
Fuck?
All meditation.
I ain't
is,
never heard that.
I've heard. I hear plenty of people. You know, it's
that
it's,
meditation is evil.
Or whatever, it's bringing in evil. Whatever you're not supposed to.
Well, I think it's the other side of the argument.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not even getting into morale. I'm just saying there are people that think that it's bad. I'm telling you, meditation,
well, that's
meditation, all it is.
Man, you could say everything is bad.
I know, but all it is you're observing your thoughts. Exactly.
That's
and like
it.
Now,
that's
one of my exercises is called like a mindful walk.
Mm-hmm.
You just go
that's
out
cool.
and walk.
And that's another,
yeah.
another form.
You go out and walk and you just focus on like how your body's moving,
right.
the flow of it.
Sure.
Nowhere in it is it about right or wrong morality.
Right.
It's just
your thing.
Just relaxing.
And this
yeah.
is like how I'm observing it. This
you
is my
observe
thoughts.
Your movements.
This is me.
That way, instead of you're observing your movements. That way you're not worried about what you're doing tomorrow or your next exam or whatever.
That's all I want to know. Like,
what was there the and honestly, version? Like lifting weights, that's a form of meditation.
I agree.
Because
that's why I was like, what is
like,
your form?
Yeah,
that's why
yeah, you're.
Because sure, it is the church of iron.
Oh, like say you're bench pressing. What's the downward movement?
Eccentric.
Yeah.
No, wait. E's extend co's. Co's.
Yeah. So that's why working out is like for your physical health and mental health,
sure.
Because you're also getting that mind to muscle connection.
Exactly.
So
that's why
meditation.
I asked. Like, what was your version?
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
It's like that's what I needed. Why I did it. Shut that shit up. Get that breeze.
No, I was cracking it. It's it's late here. We're doing the podcast late at night. And
almost early morning now.
Dude, shit. I think did we pass it?
We're
yeah. We ran past the 12:20. You know, so I think that it's not that we've been talking about uninteresting things, I think we're just tired. I know you've been you're on 20 hours right now of being awake.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We'll wrap it up.
That's what, like, let's Devin, let's get your song in. Like, I gotta.
Let's do it.
I just need to lay down, man. I'm just at that point now.
Yeah.
Where
like being.
It's also mentally.
The adrenaline it kicked in a little bit ago, and.
Well, like on the ride home, I was just.
Are you driving or just riding?
No, I drove because we took up my friend's van down, and she was like, "Hey, do you mind driving?" Like, I like driving. Like, well, I was asking him, like, what's your form of meditation? I love driving. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And so, like, but on the ride home, like, I was tired. We just ate. And, you know, it was like.
That's a pizza, carbs,
yeah,
and cheese.
Yeah.
That should give you the itis.
But, like, I was, like, moving around. We've been sitting for 2 hours straight. I was like, fuck, man. Then it's like, okay, we're on 81. We're almost there.
Yeah,
so I was like, all right, I'll go hang with the boys for a little bit. Let's see what's up.
Do a little
I wanted to hear the story.
We've been excited for the story. I know we've been interrupting you.
Want to hear
time,
the story?
Yeah.
We both have questions.
I apologize for getting angry there, but that goes back to.
Let me explain.
Goes back to my fear of loss of control because I had control of the, you know, the conversation.
Sure.
And then, you know.
He did not. And
started,
then he gave me a fucking water spot.
Yeah.
And I was like.
So that's why, you know, the
I get
was
it.
Coming out.
I get it, but I was just asking questions, and I was like, I thought I was like just asking like what was your form, and I was like, wait, I thought I was getting it,
but
I
was trying
like,
to explain it. Like I wasn't saying I was saying like on the walk up the barn, I was saying I was going out to the barn to meditate. I wasn't meditating on the
gotcha.
Walk. Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain to you.
Sure.
And I could see that you weren't understanding, so I was getting mad.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Just help me out. Just be like, hey, let me explain it differently.
For sure. You know what though? Like,
we've had a few drinks.
We've had some drinks and stuff.
Yeah,
mad,
you're still
mad,
my dude, man. I mean, I don't care.
I think
no, I'm not mad. Like I've been playing with it all
day. You've been playing around with it.
Okay.
Like a pick. It's just handy. So I think it's one of the big parts though, is like, you know, I think people are too quick to apologize for shit that's not their fault. Or they don't apologize. You don't give a fuck, I know.
I was just apologizing.
Fuck him.
He was just being a dumbass.
World's worst podcast interviewer.
I thought like I had it down. What are you playing for, Devin?
Let me get this.
Sorry, everybody, we're back. Hey, Devin's going to end this podcast with a little What are you doing?
We never left.
I think people like Tyler Childers.
Play something good. No, but I don't know. What do you want to play, man? It's your thing. This is you.
You tune it. You make do with that. But I think there's always like a bunch of moments that you can do. Like Devin coming in, like, hey, you know, I'm sorry, and stuff like that. I think that it's a healthy expression of like a good meal or a male mental attitude meal.
I'm trying to remember what he played last time he was on the podcast.
It's good to like when you do something
you
feel bad.
You want to hear a good story. You want to hear a good.
Want to hear a good song?
Love song. What do you want to hear?
Story more than love song.
Question.
Okay, story.
I don't know. Do you want to hear a love song?
You
want to
hear?
I'm more story.
How many do you want to play tonight?
Whatever you want to hear. I can do as much as you want. I got 12.
So,
songs.
I got 12 songs
here that I didn't write. Only so far, I just do cover songs. You know?
That's fine.
I never wrote anything. I think I probably could, but I just got to keep going.
Well, ask ChatGPT to help you out.
Who? Seriously.
What were we just talking about earlier?
I'll just start out with
Hey, Devin, just play whatever you're feeling. Like, I wouldn't mind, like...
Dude, take that
paper. Like, I don't need nothing like, let's get fucking hype song. Let's play a little chill song and...
Need that shit for the drive home.
Yeah, just something relaxing and something... Just...
Angela's pretty relaxing. Lumineers, that was pretty...
Well, cool. I do like Lumineers.
I'll do that.
Layla's got me on my knees. Is that it?
No, that's
just fucking dude. I've purposely been fucking with him all day about like
Eric Clapton. Thank you. God.
Eric Clapton, Cream, and the other group because that song.
Do you know
three?
Is that who is that?
Eric Clapton. Do you know that one?
Cream.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton.
That'd be good.
You keep putting your shit on my whiskey cabinet. Thank you.
Sorry.
You want some more coffee?
You know Morgan Whalen, guy?
Did you know that Morgan Whalen? Matt really thought his name was Morgan Whalen.
I guess Devin corrected me on it.
He was mixed in 2020s with like, when's Whalen? Was he like 70s, 60s, 80s? I don't know.
Whalen Jennings.
Yeah, how old is he? I don't know.
Whalen Jennings?
60s, 70s?
Right?
I thought he died.
I'm saying, when did he play music?
Like fucking 40 years ago.
That's what I'm asking. 60s, well, 70s, 80s.
1980.
Yeah, that's actually accurate. 60s, 70s, 80s. Is kind of when he was playing.
What do we got for us here? Lumineers.
Lumineers. This
Angela.
Is Lumineers, Angela.
All right. All
right.
Sing it. Good.
Homeless.
There's booze in there. Is there more? Can we get
I thought we had one more to close it on.
How about two more?
Dos más.
Whatever you want to do, bro. It's your.
Last time I actually saw Evan Belden, he had it.
Actually, I know most of the words of these. It's there. It's like a safety net.
Yeah, insurance. What's the next one?
This is. It's called The Greatest Love Story. It's by people.
This is the greatest.
Lanko. They had Lanko. It's like a one hit wonder.
I know what you're talking about. Lanko.
I mean, they're pretty good, but it's just one song that's on the radio.
Yeah,
it's
a little country song. Yeah.
I've got no idea.
Somebody requested it one time. It's stuck in my arsenal.
It's a good song.
I like it.
Out, I'm smelling like a rose that somebody gave me.
My mama likes this song.
So. What is
Mama said?
Mama likes
what does that thing do? Is it this whole chord?
This is a capo.
What does that mean?
All right, I'll explain it. Like I did to him.
I'll get a whiskey.
Explain it to me. All
right. This shape that I'm making with my hand. Wait, where are we at?
Small.
Ready? Not even.
This is a G. Okay?
You're a G.
We're all
G. This is a G.
Yeah.
All right. You see where I'm at?
Yep.
You see where it's at?
Very upper hand G.
All right. So listen to the way this sounds.
Oh.
This is a G. Let me just get up here to the camera. Oh boy. Alright, this is a G.
Okay.
Now when I slide over and move that same shape over, that sounds terrible. That's not a G. Alright?
Sounds like hot shit.
So now I'm holding this position. Come put that capo on this fret. Right there.
Put it on me, girl.
Put it on that fret.
Okay. This one?
Nope. That one.
Good. Boom. Right.
So now the G is here.
So he hasn't moved his fingers.
Wait.
What? Fix it, man.
Who put that G?
Who
put that capo
okay,
there?
So now the G is
who
here.
Who fucked that up?
Okay,
all
right. Now this is. Okay, so anyways, you get the point. It moves.
So
it moves the entire fretboard over.
Do that G lower and then move it again. Because that was what really impressed me. I was like, wait, what? So you did a G lower, like where you didn't move the capo and sounds like shit?
The reason I asked, there's a guy I follow on Instagram. He goes up to girls in Nashville and says, hey, can I sit here? And I say, hey, what's your favorite song right now? And don't instantly say, like, you know, that's how I knew about that Louis Capaldi.
Louis Capaldi?
Yeah, one girl said him. Usually he gets a bunch of Morgan Wallen and country stuff. He gets random, like Lil Nas X. But and like, he's like, hey, whatever song you want right now. And he plays like the chorus, maybe a verse and then the chorus and he ends up. But I always see him like.
I can't do that.
But he'll take the capo and like he'll put it.
That's pretty impressive.
He'll put the capo and he's like,
what
song?
I can sing it.
And he waits for him to say it.
Play on guitar.
They say Morgan Wallen. He's like.
I mean, I know about every pop song, every country song.
Well, that's kind of what he does.
But I could not play them.
Like, he did a thing with Lady Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade?
Marmalade, is that her name?
No.
Something like that.
But anyway, that's what he does.
Lady Gaga?
No.
Yeah, that was it. You have no idea. I've been fucking with Devin, so he's been picking
like,
her for
he can
a while.
He can do the verse, and like, which it could be staged, I don't know. But
wow.
It's pretty impressive, though.
Either way.
Well, I'm sure if she says something that he doesn't know.
It's getting likes, so he's doing something right.
Yeah. But I was like, maybe Devin needs to just go to a city and just randomly can sit here.
Or I could, like, say, bring girls that already know and say, hey, what's your favorite song?
Or you just stage it.
And I already stage it just like this guy.
How much of that shit isn't staged? But anyways.
Sure. Go ahead. Take us home, Devin.
All right. Greatest love story by Lanko.
They said I was nothing but a troublemaker.
entire show that's bullshit is whenever you're like, I can't play the guitar. Like, that's probably the biggest bullshit. It's like, hold on. Let me play a whole song for you, motherfucker. Let me see if you like the shit. Because when I pick the guitar up, I can pick
this
the
shit
how to do it.
That's how I play George.
I see that. I'm like, hey, you know. Good stuff, though. Seriously, good stuff. All right.
Tyler.
So,
one more Tyler, and then
Chris
it
has
home.
To
take it
home.
Take it home with Tyler.
Take me one for the road, baby.
Or flower shops.
Country roads.
Oh,
flower
dude,
shops.
Flower shops, please.
No,
I've been listening to a lot of Ernest lately. All
right, this is actually my version.
Lighting up like a Christmas tree on the 7th of January.
This is my version.
Which Tyler were you going to do?
Feathered Indians. I think I've done that before.
Did you want to hear a thing? Last one I heard you do, Tyler's News to Grindstone.
This is what my buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feather Indians where we tell the flower shop.
I love Ernest right now.
When my buckle makes impressions inside her thighs, he fucking her sideways? Like, what the hell?
They have little flower shops, man.
I do a little flower shop.
Can you get that high?
I do this one. No, I do it higher than they do.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you hear that, Ernest?
Because, see, they earn it. They play it on, like, over here. They play it without a cape. I put it on the fifth because it sounds.
One, two, three, four, five. Got it.
What you're saying is,
look at me learning guitar.
You do it if it was done right. Okay, I'm with you.
One, two.
I mean, obviously, I'm not the guitar player.
He plays on the fifth.
They do some whole other. I'm not very good at picking. I just strum and bullshit over here.
What's the difference? Okay, so strum is just boom, 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 boom. The pick is like you pick your string.
You have whatever, you know.
Or like you just don't strum it. You actually get those.
This is like John Mayer's song picking. It's like.
Guess on Neon. So you just hit each string rather than strumming them all.
This is a strum.
So strum is you're hitting them all.
Yeah, strum is whatever.
A pick you hit each
strum
individual.
Strumming is easier. It's just like.
Is this how we're A, B, C?
It's, honestly, I can't. I have to think about it. I'm more about.
I'm just asking questions. Do you think, bro?
But like this is.
Dylan, do you think? Take us home, baby. Take me home, baby.
For me, it's very difficult to do that and then also sing, so I'll just keep it.
Well, for what you're doing, I think it's very impressive, so just take me home.
Flower shops.
Ladies and gentlemen, flower shops in this podcast. This is me, Chris Sheeler, John Anderson, Devin Dalton on the guitar. He's going to take us home on Ernest Flower Shops. Is this Ernest and Morgan Wallen's version?
Sheeler Select 204, right?
Sheeler Select number 204. Thanks for being here. John Anderson is going to be on yours too.
We'll be on your week with John W. also. So,
my name is Devin Dalton.
And plug your stuff.
Snapchat's Big Dev 2020. I think Instagram, I don't really do anything on there, but I think when I post videos on Facebook, it puts them on Instagram. On Instagram, it's Devin Dalton.
Okay. You got it right there, folks. Just look up Devin Dalton. You'll find more.
I ain't worried about any of that. I'll just be out performing.
John and both follow him. Yeah, look for him in Floyd, Virginia. Earlier, Devin, take it away. Ernest Flower Shops. Devin Dalton cover. Do your thing, baby.
She's been crying all night, all those tears in her blue, bloodshot in mine. This fender's been bending, it's hellbound brain. My baby's at all she can do. Thank you.
What happened?
Fuck you, George. I got your ass.
Just want you to know, we're not gonna cut or edit that out. There's just no context you're gonna have for that. Fuck you, George.
Not everybody.
Been an absolute pleasure having both of you guys here on the collaborative show of Sheeler Selects and your week with John W. Check out Devin Dalton the next time that he is doing a show in Floyd or the surrounding areas, Roanoke. We're going to see him and see him soon. Guys, it's been absolutely amazing. Take care. Thanks for being the best part of your week.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.